Pickleberry pie.
Pickleberry pie.
Being tiny is just fine on pickleberry pie.
Pickleberry pie.
Laughter, music, sing along.
We will find your favorite songs.
You know you're right where you belong, right here on pickleberry pie.
Okay, pickleberries, are you ready?
You to come with me to a magical place, a musical place, Pickleberry Pie. All it takes is a little imagination, and you'll fit inside the pie with me. Linda and Tony will be along in a few minutes. You know, it's a great holiday season around the pie, so just come on in and join us.
Christmas.
Have you finished your list, Peter?
Toot the boot. I started it in July.
July?
It's never too soon to get your orders into Santa. Let's see. Here's page 1. Page 2. Page 12 is over there. Just finished.
Page 12? Let me see that. Multimedia computer with CD-ROM? Fully equipped recording studio?
Home recording studio. For when the producers call me.
Right. Okay. Land speed racer?
A small one.
Peter, this Christmas list is too long.
What? It's just things I need, Pammy.
Well, Santa can't fit down the chimney with all that stuff.
That's right. He's dropping it by in a pickup truck.
Well, I've been sort of worried about Santa Claus this year. Cause we live away down south, and it didn't snow down here. But I'm telling you not to worry, cause I just got the word. Everybody listen closely, and I'll tell you what I heard.
What?
Santa's coming in a pickup instead of his trusty sleigh. He'll have a truck instead of a reindeer to carry him on his way. Cause the weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get snow, you see. Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck when he visits you and me.
Oh boy, this is great! This means we can get our presents. What are you asking for, Alan?
Well, you know, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Excellent! More room in the pickup.
Alvin, don't you think you might be missing the point of Christmas?
Nope.
Santa can't bring his reindeer. He'll leave them far away.
Well, they'll be all right.
They'll be fine.
But don't you worry about him. He's gonna be here Christmas Day. He's got a big red pickup before we'll drive.
Well, I'm not sure, Alvin. Why? What are you asking for?
A plane.
You mean one of those remote things?
No, a 747. And a pickup's not gonna cut it. Look, as long as he's changing his means of transportation, why doesn't he drive a train?
A train?
A train wouldn't be practical, Alvin. It needs tracks, so it could only stop in certain areas.
Guys, I gotta tell you now, you're really missing the point here.
Wait! I know! What about a blimp? Brilliant, Theodore! Alan, call Santa. He'll listen to you, especially since you don't want anything.
I'm not calling Santa, Alvin.
Tell him to dump the pickup. We need something much bigger.
No, you need to think much smaller.
Easy for you to say. You're not a kid anymore.
Well, even as a kid, I never asked for a 747.
That's because they didn't have them when you were a kid.
Hey, I'm not that old.
Simon, get Santa on the phone. Tell him Alan Jackson, the famous country singer, wants to talk to him.
Simon, put that phone down.
Hello? Santa?
Simon, I said put that phone down.
So, Miss Pammy, where's your list?
Me? I haven't made one yet. I've just made the other kind of list.
What other kind of list?
Instead of getting, the giving list.
Ooh, you would say that. Well, if you need any ideas from me, start with page 2, the modest items.
Thanks, Peter. You're so thoughtful.
Oh, they're easy to get downtown. You take along page 2, and you're sure to cut right through the hullabaloo.
Peter, I'm not going shopping for Christmas. I'm making my presents.
Making?
Uh-huh. A personal gift.
You mean like homemade fruitcake?
Maybe.
But then you won't have the monograms and the logos. They're important, Pammy. Only the best for me, Pammy.
Right, Peter. Well, I don't think you understand the true meaning of Christmas.
Meaning? What meaning?
Exactly.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Ah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me. All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No. No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Get the halls with advertising. La 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 la. Why you can be enterprising. La 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 la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother,
as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Get the halls with advertising. Fa la 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 la. 'Tis the time for merchandising. Fa la 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 la. Profit never needs a reason. Fa la 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 la. Get the money, it's the season. Fa la la la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys.
Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? La-la-la-la-la.
Listening to Pickleberry Pie, a special program for kids. Today on the pie, well, Peter is...
just being reasonable.
Reasonable? With a list 13 pages long?
Well, it's always good to know what you want. So when you see Santa, you tell him.
It will take 3 hours, Peter.
Well, yeah.
That's a lot of talking.
Hey, I'm up to it.
Choose for me, dear Santa Claus, you'll know the best. Choose for me, dear Santa Claus, you'll know the best. Christmas Eve is coming soon. Now, you dear old man, whisper what you'll bring to me. Tell me if you can. When the clock is striking 12, when I'm fast asleep, down the chimney broad and black, with your pack you'll creep. All the stockings you will find hanging in a row. Mine will be the shortest one, you'll be sure to know. Johnny wants a pair of skates, Susie wants a sled, Nellie wants a storybook, one she hasn't read. Now I think I'll leave to you what to give the rest. Choose for me, dear Santa Claus, you will know the best. Choose for me, dear Santa Claus, you will know the best. Choose for me, dear Santa Claus, you will know the best.
Did you notice something about that song, Peter?
What? Oh, right. He left out the color TV. That's on everybody's list.
Not on mine.
Figures.
Peter, I feel sorry for you. You just don't understand the...
Pickleberries, we're back. Tony and I had a great time at the library, and look what we found.
Catalogs? More Christmas catalogs. Put them over here, Tony. I'm sure I'll find a few things I'd like. Maybe 10 or so.
No catalogs, Peter. I'm interested, Linda. What is it?
It's the Community Secret Santa Drive. It's to help us all remember the true meaning of Christmas.
Getting presents?
Giving presents, Peter. See, there's some families that can't give things for Christmas like they'd like to.
Too bad. I'll loan them my catalogs.
Because they don't have the money, Peter.
Oh.
And so the families in our community are helping each other. Families are adopting another family and secretly giving them presents to help them. Toys and clothes for the kids and food and clothes for the parents.
Wow, what a great idea.
I always wanted to be a secret Santa jumping down the chimney.
Oh, Tony, we don't deliver presents ourselves. We give them to the agency who delivers them.
So we don't go to their home?
No. Some families don't even have homes, Pammy.
Like the homeless?
That's right, Tony.
Mommy, Daddy, me and Patty used to have a house. We had a great big dog named Cody and a little cat named Mouse. We always had a Christmas tree with branches soft and thick. But then we had to sell our house when Daddy got so sick. Can you tell me, do you know, with Christmas Eve so near, we move around from day to day, will Santa find us here? Always used to come and leave a bunch of toys, but last year he just couldn't find a lot of girls and boys. That time we slept in a car with no place for a tree. And it was hard to close my eyes, pretending not to see. Can you tell me, do you know, with Christmas Eve so near, we move around from day to day, will Santa find us here? Can you tell me, do you know, with Christmas Eve so near, we move around from day to day, will Santa find us here? All of us at Christmas time. Patty wants a Barbie doll, and Mommy needs a coat. And I would like a basketball in a chocolate float. Daddy really needs a job now that he's not sick. We'd like a Christmas tree with branches soft and thick. Can you tell me, do you know, with Christmas Eve so near, we move around from day to day, will Santa find us here? Can you tell me, do you know, with Christmas Eve so near, we move around from day to day, will Santa find us here?
Secret Santa drive, Linda.
Yep. Let's do it.
Well, I guess I think it's a good idea, Linda.
You do?
But where's the money going to come from? I mean, you still have presents for me, don't you?
Well, not as many, Peter.
Not as many?
No, but we can make presents for each other. You know, homemade presents.
Ooh.
Peter won't like that, Linda.
Wrong again, Pammy Pammy. I'll like it fine. These old lists, well, it's just silly compared to not even having a home to live in.
That's the spirit, Peter.
This little light of mine,
it shine, let it shine.
So that's our Pickleberry Pie Show for today. We'll be back soon with more music and more pickleberries. So until then, have a wonderful family holiday season. And remember,
like, what's that I smell?
Peter P. Pickleberries, special Christmas fruitcake for our Secret Santa family.
Ew.
I made 20 batches. That'll last them all year.
Oh, brother.
Be kind to your parents. A difficult stage of life. They're apt to be nervous and overexcited, confused from their daily storm and strife. Just keep in mind, though it seems hard, I know, most parents were children long ago.
Incredible!
So treat